Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Glory, hallelujah. That was a beautiful song done by Minister Michael Mahendere, singing I Am an Overcomer, a Victor. Amen. I guess you were blessed by that song. Hallelujah. You're welcome back, and here's God's word for the fifth day in the month of April 2024. Cultivate a victor's mindset. Our opening scripture is from 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We're grateful for your word that you have sent to us today. Lord, we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. The mind is probably the most powerful aspect of every human person. The Bible tells us that every human person reflects what goes on in their mind. For example, no one ever fails in life who had not entertained the thought of failure over a reasonable period of time. In the same way, no one ever succeeds in life who did not contemplate that success in their mind over a considerable period of time. In other words, almost everything that happens to a person is a result of what goes on in their mind. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Beloved,
God wants you to become very diligent in guarding your mind, because your victory or defeat in life first happens in the mind. Therefore, it is important for you to cultivate the mindset of a victor if you must walk in dominion all the days of your life. One of the things the angel of God told Zechariah during his encounter in the holiest place was that the child to be born, John the Baptist, would cause the disobedience to have the wisdom of the righteous. In Luke chapter 1 verse 17, the angel said, "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Now, the Greek word transliteration of wisdom is used in the above scripture as phronesis. One of the synonyms of phronesis is mindset. Mindset. In other words, one of the responsibilities of John was to champion the cultivation of the mindset of the righteous. This means that there is a mindset that every believer must have. It is called the mindset of the just or the righteous. One of the things you should settle in your mind as a believer is that you are superior to Satan and all his cohorts of demons and human agents. Without this mindset, exercising dominion will be impossible for you, because as a man thinks in his heart or his mind, so is he. In our theme scripture, Apostle John said unapologetically that everyone who hails from God is a world overcomer. Let that be your own mindset as well, so that you will have the courage to subdue every power that raises its ugly head against you or any of your loved ones. Beloved, no matter how dramatic or frightening the adversaries may pretend to be, they are still under your feet. Hallelujah. All what is required of you is to walk in complete obedience to God in everything he tells you to do, and he will cause all the forces of darkness to be subject to you in his name. Amen. That is referenced in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. Believe that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Believe that you are seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers. Believe that God's angels have been given charge concerning you, and hence, no matter the forces that come against you, the angels will fight for you, and you will hold your peace. Hallelujah. If you cultivate this mindset, your victory in life will not be subject to any form of negotiation. Amen. Shalom. Let us pray together. Believers, you may say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the victory you obtained for me through the cross. I know that by reason of the finished works of Christ, the enemy will not exert upon me, and the son of wickedness will not be able to afflict me anymore. I declare that I walk in victory all the days of my life, in Jesus' name." And we all say amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Sinach and Israel Houghton singing, Victory is My Name. I'm your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifone. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
In the midst of my enemies, I pray, I pray. I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes. There's no way that I can lose. I'll be the last one standing. I'll be the last one standing. My name, victory is my name, my name. My name, my name. Victory is my name, my name.
The shallowness breaks!